Hello, my ninja friends. So, with this podcast today, just a little bit, just want to talk about myself. Really? Why not? You listening? So, I just want to talk to you about who I am and how I got into car leasing. In turn, then, how did I start the business? So, I'm going to keep it quite short. So, I'm 42 years old now, believe it or not. I look a lot younger due to the moisturiser. Anyway, that's the usual crappy joke. But I started in the motor trade when I was 17 years old. I started working for a Hyundai garage in Northampton, and I was a trainee salesman. So I come up with a load of different things when I was working there in terms of prospecting and things like that. Just things that I thought that may work, and it did. It was, but back then the motor trade was extremely difficult. When I say difficult, it was very easy. You know, we could put as much commission into the cars as possible. Everything, there was such a high demand. New product was coming out. People were paying over the odds, premiums, believe it or not, for new releases. Well, you don't see that nowadays. But anyway, back then, started as a trainee as I was sort of 17 years old, and then sort of worked myself up. So I was at the Hyundai garage for selling Hyundai cars for 10 years, and I started as a trainee, then a salesman, which I absolutely loved. I loved dealing with the general public, loved dealing with customers day to day, and, you know, as cliche as it may sound, I just love the thrill and the buzz of selling the car. All my friends back then were at university or just dossing around, and for me, selling a few cars, I had a few quid in my pocket, a few quid in the old Skyrocket, and had a brand new car, which was a Hyundai Accent at the time. So, you know, I loved it, absolutely loved it with a passion, loved sales, and just loved cars. So that's how it all started for me at an early stage. And then I sort of gradually then went to a sales controller, which gave me more responsibility within the sales team to make sure that targets were being done. So it's just a little bit of a step down than the sales manager. And then the sales manager position come about a year or so later. But unfortunately, the company that I was working for, which was called Orchard Hyundai, they're no longer there anymore. But for whatever reason, they thought that I wasn't the right person. So, because I was young, you know, I was extremely young, sort of 21, 22 at this particular point, and I wanted to be a sales manager. So got very frustrated, felt like my hands were in shackles, and I just needed to do something else. So then I sort of applied for a job at a company called Motor Vogue in Northampton, which was Fiat and Alfa. I went for the interview for Alfa Romeo, and got the job, and I was absolutely ecstatic. But the first day, unfortunately, I was on the Fiat side, which Fiat is good, you know, it's a good product, but I preferred and I really wanted to go on the Alfa, just because it was a little bit more premium brand, I felt at the time. But anyway, so I was there for a year. It was just crap. I didn't like it. I didn't like the management. They were very clicky. And I just didn't sort of really get on. I didn't get on with the team. I just found it very difficult. They gave me, awful targets, bad demos, and I just didn't like it. So I then went back to Hyundai, and I sort of said, look, you know, I can come back with a multitude of different skills that I've just learned. And they took me back, which it was lovely. It was like just going back home. You know, I knew all the people, I knew everything. I thought I did back then, because I was quite young, but I sort of ploughed on, sold a few more cars, and a few more years went by, and I absolutely loved it. But unfortunately, they just had to close. So they had to close because at the time, the recession was hitting hard. So I thought, well, what do I do? So I went then, so I left there, and So back then, I then worked for myself. So I got a few sort of cars from the auctions, and I was selling used cars. I did once again, did that for about 8 or 9 months. And it was okay, but I was working for myself, buying a load of cars from the auctions, doing them up, cleaning them, selling them on Auto Trader. I loved it, absolutely loved it. The only issue with that is that I was working by myself, And I got a little bit lonely, if the truth be known. It was good when it first started because I had all this time in the world. I can do all sorts of different things. And I was earning some good money, some good cash. But it was difficult. It was very difficult. And I just felt lonely. So I had a few friends that were working at the local BMW dealership. And I saw an advert in the paper back then, because it was a little advert saying we're looking for salespeople. So I picked the phone up and I said, look, you know, I'm interested. This is what I'm doing. And I was young. Once again, I was young. I was 23 at this point, 23, 24. But the usual age at this BMW garage was 30 to 35. And I didn't think that I'd get the job. But I went for the interview. The biggest mistake I made, and this is the biggest mistake I made, is that they said, look, if you did get the position, when can you start? And this was on the Monday. And I said, well, I could start the following week, because I'm thinking, oh, a nice week off. I can just chill out, do a bit of fishing, because I like fishing, carp fishing. The sales manager, it was the owner at the time, said, okay, I'll get back to you. I was gutted, because I should have said, I can start tomorrow. And that sort of lives with me now, and I go by that. So if I interview anyone and I ask the same question now, when can you start? And if they turn around and say, well, I can start tomorrow, I just know they're keen. But as it happens, I had a second interview with a sales manager after I was following up a lot, because I was desperate for this role. And literally, I was in front of the sales manager and I said, look, I've cocked up, I can start now. If you want me to start, I can start now. And because I come across, not desperate, but eager and hungry, they took me on. So then I started then and started the BMW garage. And I was so proud, because this particular garage, it's Wollaston BMW that's in Northampton. And I was selling new cars. So it's new BMW, love the product. Absolutely fantastic, love the people. And I was there for 8 years. So you can see that I didn't sort of bounce around different jobs. You know, I've sort of got my head focused. I'll just work at one particular point, or one particular role, I should say, and just carry on. So I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it with a passion. So I was in new cars for 5 years. And then there was an opportunity then to go to corporate. So with corporate was business contract hire for businesses and personal lease. So my remit was to deal with brokers. So brokers that were doing the job better, and they had a multitude of different avenues to market that weren't owned by a PLC or a group like Sitna or whatever it may be, Regivardi. And I was dealing with them. So I was literally dealing with these brokers. I had a handful of brokers, about 10, 15 brokers. And I was, you know, I loved it. And I was doing really well. I built up a lot of good relationships with these brokers, get my teeth back in. But it just got to a point where it was the same old thing, because I was only selling one brand. But with the brokers, I knew that I could do better than what they were doing. I know it sounds a bit daft, but I could see a lot of cracks. And as the market was back then, BMW UK said, oh, you can't deal with brokers, because the confusion was brokers were bedroom brokers, which they thought. So they were buying cars off of BMW, off the dealership, for 14%, and then selling it to the customer for 10% and keeping the 4% as profit. Well, it wasn't that. But they couldn't work out the difference between a broker that was selling a car and a broker that was leasing a car or a third party. So cut a long story short. So in the end, got very frustrated, and my brokers, all that I was dealing with, got taken away. And then my remit once again was to deal with local business and draw up business that way. The problem there is that I only had one brand, BMW, and I was going to a lot of these businesses, and they're like, well, yeah, we want to deal with you, Scott, but we want something different. Can you do Mercedes? Can you do that? But I couldn't. I absolutely couldn't. So cut a long story short, once again, I then decided then to move and to leave that and work for my sister. So I worked for my sister for about all of 2 days, which didn't work out because I was looking to do environmental management, which I've actually mentioned on another podcast about this. And I then set up a brokerage because that didn't work out. And the brokerage I set up was Silverstone Fleet Management. That was 8 years ago. And we've been doing, we've been leasing cars to individuals and businesses ever since. And I've got a team now of nine. So, cut a long story short, that was the sort of history of how it all started. But I took a lot of things and a lot of lessons away from all of that. And working for BMW was an absolute stepping stone for what I'm doing now. I wouldn't have worked for BMW if I didn't do the trading of used cars, which they said in the interview. And I wouldn't have done the trading of used cars if I didn't leave Hyundai. And I wouldn't have worked for Hyundai if I didn't have the initiative when I was younger to be a trainee. So it's amazing how all these things work and how all these things fit into place. But yeah, that's just how it all began, and that's where I am now. So been working the company which I run is Silverstone Fleet Management, as I keep saying, .com. If you have a little Google, you can see what we're all about. But we've been training for 8 years, got some great customers, great local businesses we deal with, and private individuals as well. So yeah, there we go. In a bit of a nutshell, in a bit of a roundabout way, that's what I do. But you know, reach out to me. If you're listening to this, if you've got this far, just reach out to me. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on there. Just type my name in, Scott Norville. All the social platforms I'm on. And if this resonates with anyone that's listening to this, and I really want to get into sales, or want to get my own brokerage, just give me a call. I'm all up for that. I'm all up for explaining what I've done, give you some hints and tips, because at the end of the day, why not? You know, absolutely, why not? I'd love to help if you're thinking of starting a business, or even if you're thinking about getting into sales for the first time, or even thinking about moving and getting into another position. This day and age, with the social media, with LinkedIn, it's so easy. It's so much easier to connect with the right people, to have a nice little covering letter, and also using video as your CV tool. So anyway, that's me, Scott Norville, the Car Leasing Ninja. And that's the podcast for today. So I hope you enjoy it. Once again, if you need anything, just holler at me, whatever that bloody means. And I'll speak to you all soon. Speak to you later.